What up, everybody? Welcome to Thick Threads, the show where we go into the thickest threads on the internet via Twitter and Reddit. I'm your host, Patrick Cloud.
And I am Persephone.
You ready for another one?
I am. Are you ready?
I don't know. These last two episodes have been fire, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've enjoyed them.
We've covered a lot. We've covered crazy things that happened on dates. We covered just a straight up sex story. We got a micro penis story with a twist. We did a lot. I don't know what the theme of today is, though.
I don't know, because I don't really know what you're bringing to the table.
Group sex.
Group sex?
Group sex.
You know what? Mine is not. It's probably not that titillating.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say my headline. You say yours, and let's start with you because I did it last time first.
Okay.
Atlanta for a long time has been the hub of a bunch of just devious sexual crazy stuff, right?
Okay.
So this thread starts.
Before you even tell me, can you identify with this? Will you have a story about this, whatever it is you're going to present?
Like a personal?
Uh-huh.
No, I have never been to an Atlanta orgy.
Oh, shit. Atlanta orgy.
here's the title. This is by somebody named Shane's wife. Poor Shane. Wow. Let's talk about them underground Atlanta orgies. Y'all been to one? I have. Here's my story.
Ooh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I think you might. Yours might eat me up.
Hey.
Oof. Atlanta Mine orgies. Is about composite veneers gone wrong.
Okay.
Okay,
let's get yours first.
Let's get mine first.
Yeah, because I think I've seen this story. I haven't read the whole thing, but it's actually pretty disgusting and pretty crazy too.
It's pretty fucked up. I wouldn't wish this on anyone because I'm actually considering myself getting veneers.
You want veneers?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I got baby teeth.
Oh.
I have really small teeth.
They are small, but they're nice. Do this again.
I'd like them just slightly larger. Not like Tiger Woods or Steve Harvey.
You got a lot of gum, but they're still very, very nice teeth. And I think that's what you're not considering. You're just considering the teeth to gum ratio. But the teeth size is pretty, I think it would work. I think veneers look dumb on 90% of people.
But you think they might work on me?
No, I don't. I think you should keep them.
Oh.
Someone
told me a gingivectomy is something that people do. A gingivectomy.
A what?
A gingivectomy is where they cut the gums, like they cut part of your gums off to make your teeth appear bigger.
They saw off some of the gum.
Yeah, to make
That's crazy. I would never do that. That sounds painful.
I don't know.
What if your upper teeth are something that people shouldn't see, you know?
I think they're meant to see, like, everything we do. Look at yours. Yours is just busting out.
But I'm just saying.
You have some big-ass teeth.
I have big teeth? Really? I've never told that.
Again? Yeah, they're pretty big.
That's crazy. I've never been told that. But I would assume, you know, the tops of my teeth have been exposed to the air and sunlight for a very long time. If you shaving down gum, I don't want to see what's under there.
It's teeth. Still teeth.
Well, let's hear about this.
I don't have any cavities, any.
So just keep the teeth you got. Why pay all this money to look like
Steve
Harvey?
You just told me I was gummy.
That's just what you look like. You said I have big teeth, but I'm not about to replace them. I know they look nice. Yours look nice too.
Thanks.
You gonna get some Steve Harvey teeth?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm also not gonna get these.
This nigga was tripping.
All right, so I got some composite veneers like a month ago. I'm ready to tell my story. Warning, this thread will have an image of some trash. Story of the cheddar biscuits.
Oh, so that's a spoiler alert. I don't think his teeth looked good.
You'll understand later. A thread. So this girl I know does grills or whatever. I always tried to support, got some grills from her before. Wait. So, you going to get some veneers from a place that sells grills? I
That
don't know.
seems on brand to me. We sell teeth and gold teeth.
Grills? Grills, though.
Same mold,
I don't
clay
know.
and all that, smile mold.
She fucked those up, but I'm not gonna talk about that right now.
She fucked the grill up.
I always tried to support.
You can't go
Got some
from
grills from
nasty
her
grills to.
before. She fucked those up, but I'm not gonna talk about that right now. So she fucked up the grills.
And then
So
he went for real
he
teeth?
went back.
So you lost already. You lost your sympathy already. Go for it.
So I seen she had got, this is the grammar. So I seen she had got certified to do composite veneers, and I've been wanting to get some for a while. She had a background in dentistry, so I assumed she know what she was doing. I waited till she did a few to see if she was good before I got mine. I seen these kind of pics, so I'm like, fuck it.
Okay, those still look a little
They're pretty
fake.
trash.
They look like them wind-up teeth that be like,
The chatters.
yeah, the chatter teeth. But I mean, if he was already looking at a new dentist's first work, he was probably looking for a
Yeah,
discount.
because this is really bad. This is like really bad.
It's better than what the before picture, but okay.
Yeah. I'm hype. Set my appointment and was ready to get my Morris chestnuts and smile all summer. Morris Chestnut has a
He's
nice smile.
fantastic smile.
Beautiful man.
Fantastic smile.
I was thinking about getting my top lip removed just so they can see my teeth all the time. I
Joke.
was ready.
Funny joke.
That was
That
pretty
threw
good.
me off. I was like,
I
damn, what surgery is
know.
that? He's
Oh,
pulling up like, hey, what's going on?
what the fuck? Fire Marshal Bill. Let me
Hey,
tell you
you made
something.
that joke recently.
Looked up auditions for Tyler Perry movies and everything.
This guy
But
got jokes.
instead, I got these. I didn't even know veneers could come in yellow.
Let me see this. That is crazy. What does that
That is
mean?
horrendous.
I'm gonna let you finish, but does that mean you took them from another nigga?
Where does she get these teeth from? I have no idea, but they must be someone's befores.
Well, I mean, if I thought veneers were fake teeth, not somebody else's. What is she, George Washington?
I don't know what she did to give these teeth.
They shouldn't
Because.
feel like, what do, have you ever kissed a nigga with veneers on? Do they feel real? I thought they felt like toilet.
Like porcelain?
Yeah.
They feel like toilet.
Yeah. I feel like they feel like toilet bowl. So if you get new teeth in and they just feel like another nigga's teeth, like veneers don't get yellow, like they don't decay, right?
He said she gave me street veneers, bruh. I feel like I got them from a nigga at the store asking for a Newport and then add, hey, I got some veneers for sale. Fuck with me.
That means either those are somebody else's actual rotted teeth or somebody else had veneers that rotted and then they got them. So either way, they're hand-me-downs.
Or maybe she just used a really cheap mold of
That
teeth.
looked like wear and tear, though.
It
That's na
did.
that looked that looked
They look
nasty.
like used teeth. Maybe he went and got, maybe she offered a discounted price and they were
And she
used.
took a nigga's smile?
Maybe she used some that she fucked up on before. Maybe he was getting a homie discount, like maybe she was doing them for
But
him and she just tried
no,
to like.
here's why that's weird. The shape of those teeth, they don't even look nice. You know what I mean? If you were gonna get veneers, you would get that Steve Harvey perfect
I thought it was
smile.
fake at first.
But it looked like a person's regular weird smile that was old.
He
So how
looked
did
like a badass kid.
she
You know,
steal a
like,
nigga's smile?
you know how them badass kids be like.
With the fangs?
His teeth look like he was bad as fuck as
I
a
don't under
child.
I don't understand this. Did she might have taken a nigga's smile.
Well, this
Because
is what we're
veneers
saying.
shouldn't get yellow like that.
On top of that, when I asked her to fix them, she said this. Need to come in too, but I'm trying to get you win-win. You already had an appointment and we could have made adjustments then, but I'm taking time out my schedule where I could be making money and doing adjustments, and you just want to be mean.
This is the dentist.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want her to touch my mouth anymore at this point, so I just asked for a refund. And dot dot. You've already gotten outside parties involved by slandering and disrespecting me on the internet. We have a no refund policy that you signed on your consent form. The consent form also states that I'm not a licensed dentist, which you knew before booking with me. But just in case you didn't know, it said it on your consent form that you signed. I don't wish to do business with you anymore because of your disrespect and slander. I was more than happy to help you when I had time before you did all that. I wish you the best. The audacity.
She gave a nigga yellow teeth.
And
then doubled down on the fact that she wasn't really a dentist. I'm not a dentist anyway.
And you knew this.
And then said, I don't want to do business with you.
Because the only business to do now is to give me my fucking refund.
Can you refund the smile without giving the teeth back?
Nah, I'd give the teeth back.
I can't believe. I mean, he didn't look a couple teeth in and was like, these are yellow.
You can't see.
You dead?
No, you're not dead, but they're not showing you a mirror where they put the fucking tooth on. You sitting there with your mouth open.
Oh, right.
Is he dead?
You know,
the
knockout gas. I couldn't imagine, like, can you imagine getting, well, I guess you couldn't, but like, can you imagine a woman getting a pair of fake titties and waking up and finding used titties? Old 75-year-old saggy titties? Like, the whole point of the surgery was to get some brand new looking shit. And you gave me decayed yellow Newport cigarette teeth.
She got the homie discount. She got what she had. Like, she probably don't do veneers like that. So
she don't
she's
do anything. She's
had,
a brand new dentist.
But look, she's probably had the mold for a long time. The mold was molded. The mold
that
for the teeth.
Like actual
was,
teeth decay.
But it was the mold that was already, like, it probably had bacteria or fungus on it or some shit like that.
So whatever happens in your mouth to
right,
make them
it probably
yellow
just amplified
out
it.
There. Oh, I guess I could see that too.
Like his. But
like, they don't have
mother,
to be in your
he
mouth
probably
to
eating
decay.
Pussy and, what if he was like eating pussy and he already had bacteria?
But wait, wouldn't
in there
they have
and
to
and
be
like
porous? But wouldn't that have to be actual teeth for them? I didn't know veneers rotted the same way, or else we'd get rotting toilets, right?
Well, I mean, they make it out of something,
porcelain, right?
Right.
My toilet don't be getting yellow.
I mean, it will if you don't, like, wash it. It'll stain.
So his smile was older than a toilet? More
I don't
worn
know.
Down than a toilet?
I'm saying maybe whatever they made the teeth out of was
I would feel so
was
dirty.
Rotted.
I would feel so dirty. Oh, my God. In my mind, I would think I had another nigga's smile. Like, she took out a homeless dude's smile and put it on in mine.
I want to see his before.
Yeah, we didn't see, because if it was really messed up, it'd be like, all right, count your blessings, brother. Like, you got a better smile out of it.
But she won't give him a refund, and you know, veneers are fucking expensive.
His was not.
Well, depending on where you go, them shit's gonna be $10,000, $15,000, $20,000.
He paid $38 for top and bottom.
So then he shouldn't even be asking for his refund then.
I would love to know the original smile and the original price that he paid, because she said, it said on my contract that I'm not a real dentist. So if she's that adamant about putting I'm not a real dentist,
it was practice.
On her, I think she wouldn't charge a lot. Practice. But who knows? She clearly has some audacity.
He was practice.
Hey, that's why they call medicine a practice, right?
Yeah, he was a whatchamacallit. He was a guinea pig. Yes, I know it wasn't smart for me to go to her at all. I was in a manic state at the time and needed a win. Something to be excited about to get me out of a dark place.
Oh, that's
so he's bipolar.
No, he was just going through something.
He said he was in a manic state.
He was just going through
at
something.
At the time. He's bipolar.
He was just going through something. But I wouldn't say a smile is an impulse buy.
A regular person is not saying I'm in a manic state.
I don't know what bipolar. That means. You could just be in a manic state, you know?
That's bipolar.
It's specific for bipolar?
Yeah. He said he was in a dark place, too. So, yeah, that's tough. I mean, especially if it's a homegirl and she's not licensed.
They were friends?
That's what I believe. This girl I know does grills. Or whatever.
Girl I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That was good. That was gross.
Butter teeth.
Gross, but good. I hope you do not get veneers after this story. Orgies.
Let's get into it.
Orgies.
I've never had an orgy.
You've never been a part of an orgy?
Mm-mm.
How many people is required for an orgy?
Isn't it like four?
That's it?
Four and above? I mean, because I only know about the term. Oh.
I've been in two orgies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good times. One was in college.
You could handle that?
One was not.
Yeah. You could handle all that?
Yeah. I can handle it. What do you mean?
Come on, Pat.
What do you mean? Can you handle it?
You had to please.
Only one was like
three
that.
Women.
Only one was, it was a foursome. So there's three of them. That
wow.
was, and it was all on me, but it was, they were taking turns and stuff. I've told this story. I had a train run on me pretty much. The other
train
one
run on you
with, yeah,
I just don't like how that sounds.
Yeah. When it's women, I'll be the caboose. But the other one was, it was just me and one other woman, but there was just a bunch of other stuff going on in the same room.
Oh, okay. So that kind of like,
yeah,
that's sex party.
Technically an orgy, but I didn't, you know, I'm not on there. Hopefully not.
I'm going to look for you.
Atlanta orgies.
Okay.
Let's talk about them. Underground Atlanta orgies. Y'all ever been to one? I have. Here's my story.
Are there any overground?
I would say the one that I went to was overground.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Cause it was just a good time.
Did you have to sign a consent? Get tested?
It wasn't like we were going for an orgy. It just happened, you know?
Oh.
This seems like underground makes it seem like it's part of a community of like random
dark.
People, you know?
Sounds dark.
Yeah. It sounds like it's like Gotham, you know, mm-hmm. Gotham orgies on the underbelly. The Penguin is setting them up and
like
shit.
Like everybody's moving in slow motion.
Eyes wide shut type
mm-hmm,
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Shane's wife. For my 30th birthday, 2 years ago, she's 32.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. My BFF mm-hmm. suggested we should go to one. She's a big freak. I'm not, though, but
32.
I was curious.
She's in her sexual prime.
Clearly, she was a big freak, too. But whole friend wanted her to go to an orgy, okay?
Okay.
We signed up on this secret website and had to fill up a bunch of paperwork. Then we had to go get tested. Once we submitted everything, we were good to go. We got a special invite to the show to show up at this secret address. The orgy was on a Saturday night. Great orgy time, I'm assuming. At this warehouse.
Oh, because everybody's off work?
I don't know when a good time for an orgy is.
at
this warehouse all the way in Lithonia. I was scared. ASL?
Exhale?
Is that what that means?
That's what I thought it meant.
ASL means as hell?
Uh-huh. I could be wrong, but I read something. And
when
I was
did
like,
we start taking the last letter in an abbreviation?
What if it's age, sex, location like it used to be on?
I was scared A sex, location, hell.
I think it's as hell.
But I said to myself, YOLO. How many babies have popped out of the mind state of YOLO?
Probably quite a few. Probably you and I.
Drake YOLO. Wasn't hot when my parents were fucking.
Oh, no. I was talking about the concept of YOLO.
Oh, yeah. I meant, you like, know, actually, like YOLO, you know. Everything started at 7 p.m. Don't want to be early to an orgy. That'd be weird. You there when they setting up.
You just sitting there like.
You help set up the biscuits and stuff. I don't know what they serve at an orgy. The bacon.
Dick and pussy.
No, I think there's finger foods.
I don't know if I want to eat food at an orgy. It just sounds dirty.
It's just in between rounds. You're not eating it while fucking getting
just eat
juice everywhere.
People.
Walked inside. We were frisked by security and then taken to a different area to take our clothes off. That's a little abrupt. I don't think there should be a forced area to take your clothes off, but okay.
I mean,
we were taken to
it. I mean, so the voyeurs got to be naked too.
The people asking you to take them off?
No, the voyeurs, the ones that like to watch.
Oh, maybe.
And not act.
So you don't seem like you're just auditing the orgy?
I think I'd be the voyeur. I'd be the one just like, what y'all over there doing?
Depends. Depends on what's going on. You're
like, I'd be like, move your hand and put it here.
Okay, you can't be controlling shit. You just got to watch.
I mean, I can help a brother out.
We were taken to a different area. Soon as we walked inside the semi-dark room, I saw like 400 people fucking each other.
400?
400. Two zeros.
That shit had to stink. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. You probably just turned me off to every orgy ever. I didn't think about the smells.
400? Oh, my God.
One in 400 person is musty. One in 400 person more came musty, at least.
More than that.
So you mix in people having smelly areas and all that stuff, and then BO that was accumulated from the sex? Oh, that doesn't sound like a great time at all.
It's a funky time.
400.
Funky comedina.
Craziest thing ever. Some weird music was playing while nothing but moans and groans filled the air. Weird music? That's weird. What do you think it was? Opera?
I don't know.
Opera would be crazy.
It probably wasn't opera. I would think it was
EDM.
Kind of that, like
something with a good stroke rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
EDM is probably really fun to have sex to.
I don't think I've had sex to EDM. But I've also never taken Molly.
Room smelled like roses and incense.
No way.
Good smelling room.
No.
400 people
fucking. There's no way it smelled like that.
400 people fucking.
They're romanticizing this story.
Clearly, because he says it was like Babylon. Who's alive that can even relate to
Nobody
that?
Nobody can corroborate that
story. It felt weird and guilty. I almost wanted to leave, but this dude with this 10-inch dick came out of nowhere and started.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
10-inch dick be making people sneeze, maybe.
I don't know. Thinking about 400 people fucking just gave me.
I was just thinking of, like, somebody emerging from 400 people fucking, like, just finished. And just, it says, just started kissing me on my neck. There's no, I was wondering that. Because, like, I'm too awkward for this. I'd be like, hey, do you want to jump in? Or hey, can I, is there
room?
Would
you really? Hmm? I don't think you'd be awkward like that.
I don't know. How do you invite somebody into an orgy?
I don't
Clearly
know.
Like
I
this.
I think the people who are more experienced will probably pull you in.
Pull you in.
So, it seems like until you're like used to it and then you become that person where you're like, ooh, somebody new. Come here.
What kind of predator? He seemed like he walked up like there was an explosion of people fucking behind him. And he just came up and was like, you, dick time. I think I would have a catchphrase at an orgy.
Dick time?
Dick time.
No.
It'd be better than that. That was on the spot, but I'm just saying.
You definitely
I think it'd be cool to have
better.
Like a throwable
I don't
catchphrase.
Think so. I think you should just let it flow in the vibe.
Dick time.
No.
Whatever. He didn't say that.
But it's
he
pussy time.
Pussy time sounds better, actually. Because I feel like man and woman would jump to that. Dick time.
But you'd have to say it like, hey, daddy, it's pussy time.
That was cool for me.
Okay.
That was cool.
That'll get you.
It was a little raspy.
Raspy is good.
Yeah, it was, but it felt a little.
You're not giving me good energy right
pussy
now.
Time. It gave me cigarettes.
No. No. Hey, daddy.
Hey, it's pussy time.
It's pussy time.
It's pussy time.
Bring
me my purse.
You're a hater.
Bring my purse. I got a $20 bill in there for
you're
you.
You're a hater.
Dude comes out, 10-inch dick, kissing him on his neck.
That's
he was sexy,
size.
ASL, as hell.
As hell.
Weird as hell. He took my hand, walked me over to a couch. An hour later, I had four other dudes' dicks up in me.
At the same time?
First of all, an hour later, it's pretty crazy.
At the same time?
And they said four others, so that's five dicks at once. How many holes?
They'd have to be using her ears.
They were using her ears, nose holes. Armpits.
Maybe there was two dicks in her mouth.
Doable.
And
two dicks in the pussy. Seen it.
Mm-hmm. and
two dicks in the butt. Went,
well,
how do these dudes get this close to each other? You know what I mean? I don't get how
it's touching.
Fighting.
No, it's touching for sure. Not they're touching somehow. One is laying down. She's sitting on it.
I'm going to move on.
Okay.
I'm going to move on. All types of drugs and alcohol were being passed around. I popped. Oh, I was about to say this is a new one, but it's spelled out XTC. Ecstasy.
Oh,
never seen it spelled like that.
Okay.
And went even crazier. I think that night I had like 200 dudes come up in me. Condoms were optional.
200 dudes come in her. Did she get pregnant? Oh, sorry.
I didn't know. How would the eggs even choose? They'd be like, there's 200 niggas in here. What DNA do we split up?
Malfunctioning. They're overwhelmed.
You gonna give birth to an Asian nigga white baby. Condoms optional. None of them used one.
What if they fake their tests?
400 people, somebody's fudging
somebody
the books.
Somebody got something brewing in there.
The orgy went on for like 10 hours. Left the warehouse the next morning at like 7 a.m.
Oh,
I forgot it was in a warehouse. That's a rough place to be getting porked by 200 people.
I hope the 200th man used a condom.
Nigga, I hope the 7th man used a condom. Why do you think it gets weird around 200?
I don't think any of them used one.
Hey, it's already 400 people fucking, so they were probably in some.
But
by the time they got to her, they might have been on 150. I didn't know orgies got this crazy.
I think she on some bullshit.
You think she lying?
I don't think she had 200 dicks up in there. It was probably
it's
like
Atlanta.
It was probably like 15.
10 hours?
It was probably like 15.
10 hours. That's only 20 dicks an hour.
Who's to say she was fucking the entire 10 hours?
She just said in me. That could have been mouth. That could have been a kiss.
That's a kiss is not in me.
Could have been a tongue kiss.
It's external.
I'm going to move on.
Okay.
10 hours. Left at 7 a.m. I slept 2 days in a row afterwards. No cap, but there were some celebs there. That's the emoji they used. And a cup of green tea. So, okay. The only regret I have is I wish I would have known about these orgies before I got married.
Why wasn't he there with you?
I didn't realize she was married. Hubby was away on a business trip.
Oh, well, that answers my question.
He figured money was more important than my BD.
Oh, it was her birthday?
These threads be so crazy, I'd be forgetting the first few slides.
She got shplacked on her
birthday. Okay, my 30th birthday. Okay. She never mentioned her husband.
I thought
husband,
she was
though.
32. Oh, she's 32 now.
2 years ago. Yep. He went away on a business trip and was just like, have fun on your 30th birthday. Little did he know. 200 niggas came in his wife. And she even doubled down on it. Well, 200 other niggas showed me just how important I was that weekend.
So do you think he's going to feel a difference when he comes back? Look at you like, damn. Baby, what you do on your birthday? Is she going to tell the truth?
When your worst fear of getting cheated on is like, oh my God, a nigga fucked.
Nah, it's her sucking his dick. That's
same thing.
Worse. So I heard.
200? 200 niggas fucked you
this weekend?
It's not even that they fucked.
It's not even that they fucked. It's that they came in her. That is like the most disrespect.
That is
not
a
just
lot
fucked,
of people.
But nutted in it.
That means.
And that's enough to where she'll never find out who the father is.
Potential army.
She got pregnant.
Potential army. 200 people.
But he had a navy.
200 nuts that could have been people. Never getting married.
You can't let this story stop you from getting married.
I absolutely can.
No, you cannot.
It wasn't this. It was
Are you going to leave your wife on her birthday, though?
I'm not going to have a wife. But no, I wouldn't do that. Because clearly, the consequences are 200 niggas fucking.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not your wife. His wife, yeah. But he could have.
He probably said the same thing. Not my wife.
He could have not been doing a lot, you know? You never know what was missing from that relationship.
What's crazy is
to allow 200 niggas to fuck.
Well, if he was cheating,
he might have been.
He probably fucked one woman then, maybe two. There's no way he kept up with her numbers. She had the birthday. That's insane. That's crazy.
I mean, she turned up.
My thread was better. My thread was crazy. 200 niggas coming?
I agree. I don't think it was 200 niggas, though. I can say that.
Well, she said 400 niggas were
at the party. I don't think 50% of the population at this party fucked her.
If 200 couples came, she might have maxed out at 200. She said 10 hours. That's very possible.
I don't think it's
200 nuts bust?
No. In 10 hours. Mm-mm. I don't think so.
That's pretty insane.
Condoms optional.
These were crazy threads.
These were crazy threads, but I don't think it was 200.
You calling cap.
I'm calling cap on her for 200. Who knows? Think it was probably like, maybe, you know, it might have been 20.
Honestly,
it might have been 20.
A lot of these 20, threads might be cap. It's 20, fine.
But 20 could feel like 200. 20 is a lot of niggas. That's a lot of niggas to fuck.
200 is, for 10 hours, also a lot. These threads could be fake.
But she popped the molly. No, she popped the ecstasy.
That's what I'm saying. If you're on drugs, you'd be surprised.
I'm not so surprised at what y'all, I mean, I heard about what y'all be doing.
It doesn't really matter the validity of these threads. It's the thought. And the vocal performance. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like the walls would be done broke down.
It probably were. She said she had to sleep for 2 days. That was probably pussy restoration time.
And that shit had to be like flipped inside fucking out. All of them were small outside of the 10-inch that she took in.
Some very stingy, what'd you call it?
There's
a beef wallet?
Of me that's angry with her. I need to check
this. Part of you. Yeah, every part of me. She needs a friend. She needs somebody to talk to her. 200 niggas. Hey, you got a fun fact for us?
I do.
What's the fun fact looking like?
This is a fact that I hope you guys adopt. In ancient Egypt, men would get time off of work to take care of their wives and daughters when they were menstruating.
Men would what?
Get time off to take care of their wives and daughters when they were menstruating. You know how I feel about ancient Egypt.
No, that's your whole jam. It seems like a very modern practice to make women work on their periods. You know? Hopefully they didn't always do that.
Right. So to give men time off to cater to their women, the women in their lives.
That's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool. I don't know how nurturing ancient Egyptians were, but if they had that rule, it seems like they were.
Because now niggas don't even want to be by you. If you say you on your period, they're like, okay,
I'll
see
you
in a few days.
Oh,
you
guys are being mean?
Well, not even that. Just like, I'll see you in a few days. Like, just because I'm bleeding.
Are you a fussy perioder?
Mm-mm.
You don't be...
No, but niggas just want
irritated.
To fuck. I mean, there's some that don't give a shit about the red light.
The red.
It's not a red light to them. It's not a stop sign. It's a green sign. Green sign, green light.
Well, to be fair, they said that your facts said wife or daughter. So these aren't necessarily niggas that are trying to fuck. These are just, this is family, you know? You know? You know?
I know, I'm just like attributing this to other women in their lives.
That's a cool little rule. I for one think that should be that should definitely be a thing in corporate America. Is just like,
but they would actually have to do it though.
Well,
so
no,
what's the proof that they actually are doing it, or are they not just taking time off?
I don't think
sir, period's here.
I don't think guys should get time off
5 days off work.
To help the women. I don't think that should happen. I think y'all have a lot of obstacles in y'all way right now. So I think that the first rule should just be y'all be off during periods. just women should just be off.
Absolutely.
I don't know about making
and free,
like
and
men
free
taking
products.
That's just gonna open a can of worms of somebody being like, all right, I'm gonna take this day off to help my woman, and then they're golfing and stuff, you know.
And free products for us.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know the struggle, so I can't really help. But
I mean, the fact I'm
supportive.
It. Y'all don't have to buy it. So this is just a tax, a woman tax?
I'm supportive. I support.
We should just start fucking y'all sheets up so y'all have to do some type of work.
With blood?
Yes.
Chill out.
No.
All right.
That way you have to spend a little bit of money when we get on our period, just like we do.
We have to
fuck his sheets up.
We have to deal with y'all mood swings. So
go ahead.
That's y'all payment.
Sprinkle a little seasoning on his sheets.
I get the mood swings though. If y'all just in pain for a long ass time and y'all still gotta do regular life, I'd be like, fuck mm-hmm. y'all niggas. Shut up. Shut up in there.
It's that day two. It's that day two. That day two is
you have a rough one. Can't
mm-hmm.
relate.
It's tough.
I'm sorry.
I know you can't. I'm not talking to you about it. I'm talking to the people.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about this fact that's about to blow yours out the pyramids.
Liar.
Shit. Watch this. Also from Uber Facts. Shout out to Uber Facts.
Uber Facts. I get all my facts from you.
If you folded a piece of paper in half 42 times, it would reach the moon.
What?
If you folded it 103 times, it would be thicker than the observable universe.
What does that even fucking mean?
You can't really fold the paper in half 42 times.
Right.
If you did, it would reach the moon.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Oh.
But it's crazy.
Is it crazy if you don't
If you
understand?
Folded it 103 times in half.
How's it going somewhere?
It would be thicker. We talking about thick threads? Fold a piece of paper in half 103 times. It would be thicker than the observable universe.
How did they test this theory?
I have no idea. What happens when you fold paper 42 times? 42 folds will get you to the moon. 81 folds and your paper will be 127,786 light years, almost as thick as the Andromeda Galaxy.
What?
At 103
Wait,
folds.
Wait, what's a fold? I feel like I don't know what a fold is right now. Like, if
it
I
says,
fold it.
Every time you make a fold, the thickness of the paper doubles, and it soon requires impossible amounts of energy to finish the crease.
So if I fold it, it's going to shoot me to the moon.
It doesn't mean it's travel to the moon.
What the fuck does it mean then?
Okay, if you try to fold a standard sheet of paper measuring about 300 millimeters long, you're going to run into some serious numbers pretty fast. The first time you fold it in half, it becomes 150 millimeters long and 0.1 millimeters thick. The second time is 75 millimeters long. The eighth fold, if you can get there, you have a blob of paper. Now 12.8 millimeters thick. It is now thicker than it is long. If you're trying to bend it, it does sound a little sexual. But it says if we take paper folding to hypothetically great heights, the expanses we could cover become mind blowing. 30 folds will get you to space because your paper will be now 100 kilometers high. 42 folds would get you to the moon. 81 folds and your paper would be 127,786 light years, almost as thick as the Andromeda Galaxy, and at 103 folds. Don't be yawning during my facts.
I'm sorry.
Don't be yawning during my facts.
My bad.
103 folds, you will get outside the observable universe, which is estimated at 93 billion light years in diameter. Keep your little, people get time off for periods. Folding papers, getting thicker than the Andromeda Galaxy. We talking about thick threads?
Yours was mid at best.
Mine was galaxy thick.
Mid.
Yours was about some niggas with pyramids in the background getting the day off to rub some women's feet.
Yes, and bellies.
My fact was literally thicker than the Andromeda Galaxy.
To fucking make sure that they are feeling good and feeling nice.
Thicker than the observable universe.
You don't even understand it yourself.
I just read it. I just broke it down.
But do you understand it?
Yes.
Did you understand it?
Yes. It literally says, because your paper will now be 100 kilometers high if you fold it 30 times.
I don't then understand how folds, it's going anywhere if you're folding it.
It gets thicker every time you fold it. Folds? We're talking about thickness. Thick threads.
I get thick
threads. If you fold this paper, I don't.
Don't
get,
do that.
I shouldn't
don't
get.
Do that.
I shouldn't get don't points out because you don't understand.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You fold the shit.
Don't
it becomes
do that.
Thicker than the observable
Stop.
Universe. How is this not blowing your mind and your Gucci hat all over the place?
I think men getting time off to take care of women during their menstrual cycles,
you know what?
Is much more mind-blowing.
That's fair. I feel like some women would agree with you, but my science geeks know how crazy this is. So we're going to leave it up to you guys, all right?
You're not leaving it up to the science geeks.
No, we're going to leave it up to the people. We're going to leave it up to the people. Who had the better thick thread? And who had a better thick fact? It's probably the nigga who compared a piece of paper to the observable universe.
Oh, so now you're trying to sway them.
I said probably.
Ah.
I said probably.
If you have to do that, then you're not as confident. I'm just going to leave it up to the people.
Leave it up. I'm confident. Leave it up to the people. You guys tell us. You tell us who had the thicker threads, who had the thicker facts. Again, I have been your host, Patrick Cloud.
And Persephone.
And we're going to see you on the next thick-ass thread.
Bye.
Thicker than the observable universe.
Oh,
remember
God.
That. It's a good fact.
Bye, Patrick.
It's a good fact.